Welcome to Parshas Hashavua with Rabbi Gerari. This week's Parsha is Parshas Vayera. Of course, it comes as a continuation to the previous Parsha where Avraham Avinu received the commandment of circumcision of Bris Milah, and he went through with it even though he was 99 years old. And of course, he was recuperating, and as we know from the Pesukim in this week's Parsha, that Hashem comes to visit him. And the Pasuk, and I'm going to focus on the first Pasuk, the Pasuk says, Vayero Elov Hashem, and Hashem appeared to him, Be'aloine Mamre, in the plains of Mamre, who Yoshev Pesach Oil Kachoim Hayom. And he was sitting at the entrance of the tent in the heat of the day. So, of course, just a simple pshat, he's sitting at the tent because it was the third day of his circumcision where the pain is great. Hashem wanted to prevent him from looking for visitors. And therefore he made it very, very hot. It was a hot day, so there were no wayfarers. And Avraham Avinu is sitting out there in the door of the tent waiting for visitors, and Hashem comes to visit him, to be mevaker choyle, to visit the sick. So I want to focus on one aspect of the pasuk, but before I do that, just to share with you a general idea that the Lubavitcher Rebbe once explained. And he says it's an amazing thing. We know that Avraham Avinu, as we learned about last week's parasha and this week's parasha again, was involved tremendously, first of all, in being hospitable, but part of the hospitality was also to spread the word, to spread monotheism, to be makariv, to bring people closer to Hashem. At this point, Avraham Avinu was 99 years old. He had just gone through surgery, and he's still looking for Orchim, he's still looking for those visitors. And the very simple lesson, but powerful lesson for every person, especially as we get a little bit older, is the following. One would imagine, after a very successful career, we know the Medrash tells us of how many thousands Avraham and Sarah had managed to bring close to Hashem, to the belief in Hashem. And at this stage, he's 99 years old, he's going through Milah and all of that. Don't you think it would be time just to take a break, to slow down, to retire perhaps, and so on and so forth? But no, Avraham Avinu is 99 and he's still working. As long as we're able to, as long as we're alive, as long as we have strength, we never give up. We never slow down. We always have a purpose. We always have a meaning. And we always can inspire other people to come closer to Torah and Mitzvahs, no matter how old we are and no matter how many years we have already done it. I just thought that was just a very beautiful lesson coming out from an obvious point in this particular pasuk. But as we look at the pasuk begins with the following words. Vayero Elov Hashem, and Hashem appeared to him. And the Mefarshim asked the question, why doesn't it say like it would normally say, Vayero Hashem El Avraham, that Hashem appeared to Avraham? Why does it say Vayero Elov Hashem? One, obviously, and Hashem appeared to him. One obviously simple answer would be that it's a flow on from the previous Parsha. We're still in the middle of the story of Avraham Avinu's circumcision. And as he circumcises himself and he circumcises the members of his household, Hashem said, and the pasuk continues and tells the story that Hashem appeared to him obviously in context of the story, which is Avraham Avinu going through the circumcision. However, before Hashem take it to a deeper level and still ask the question, but nevertheless, normally it says, Vayera Hashem El Avraham. I want to just share with you two ideas, one from the Kli Yochar and one from the Kedushas Levi, Rebbe Levitzok of Berdichev. They have a similar sort of connection, but very different. And I'll just share with you each one, and that's our focus for today. So the Kli Yochar says the following, that every person, there's who the person really is, and then is impact on the outside of the world, and it's not necessarily the same thing. And over here it says, he says that Avraham Avinu's name and who he really was are actually two opposites. Because the name of Avraham, which we learn in previous parasha, comes from the word, or the phrase, Av Hamoin Goyim, the father, the leader, the officer of a multitude of nations. That's a name that represents Avraham Avinu's importance, his prominence. Avraham Avinu was important, Avraham Avinu was prominent, and Avraham Avinu was strong on the outside, meaning he put himself out there to Makariv Yidden, to bring people closer to Yiddishkeit, and he did it with great strength and with great publicity. But that wasn't his essence, says the Kli Yagra. His essence was what something he says in the coming up psukim, in this week's parsha, when he's talking to Hashem and he's asking Hashem to save the people of Sodom. And Avraham Avinu says, "V'anoichi ofer v'efer, I am dust, I am nothing." Extreme humility. Extreme humility. Which is in itself, the Kli Yagra doesn't talk about this, but it's in itself an incredible thing. Our foundation should be humility. Who we are should be humility. Now that humility is not just humility of undermining our own strength. It's a humility in the face of Hashem's greatness. It's a humility understanding that we are nothing independently, but everything that we have and everything that we receive is about Hashem. And it's our surrender. The humility really is about our surrender, our bittul to Hashem in everything that we have. And therefore, if Hashem wants us to do something, we do it. If Hashem wants us to be prominent, and Hashem wants us to go out there, and Hashem wants us to be powerful, and Hashem wants us to achieve and accomplish, we'll do it. But because we do it because of Hashem's will, not because of our own egocentricity. And that is exactly what happened with Avraham Avinu. His essence was Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer. Who he really was a humble person, completely surrendered to Hashem. What he did was prominence. What he did was Hashem wanted him to, is to go out there and put himself out there. So therefore Avraham, the name Avraham really is about what he did. And says the Kli Yagra, and because people should not say that Hashem reveals himself to the great because of their greatness, that is not correct. Hashem reveals himself to the great because of who they really are. And therefore it does not say in the Pasuk Vayera Hashem El Avraham, that Hashem appeared to Avraham, meaning he appeared to him because he's so great and he's so famous and he's so important and he's so significant in the community. No, Hashem appeared to Avraham because of who he really was, not because of what his name suggests. Vayera Eilov Hashem. Hashem appeared to him, to who he really was in his essence, that humble, surrendered person towards Hashem. That is the explanation of the Kli Yagra. Now I want to share with you the explanation of the Kedushas Levi, Rabbi Levi Yitzchok of Berdichev. And he says the same thing. Why doesn't it say Vayera Hashem al Avram? Why doesn't it mention his name? And he explains the following idea based on Kabbalistic and Hasidic thought. And he says the following, but it comes up with the most powerful idea. He says, we know that Hashem feeds sustenance and he feeds energy, life, vitality to every single person. And we learn in various different sources that this happens through the name, through the words of the name. Just like Hashem created the world with 10 utterances, so too those utterances then have permutations of all sorts of kind, and they land up in the name of everything. The letters, the Hebrew letters that are the name of all creations, represent the vehicle through which Hashem's life force, through which Hashem's energy comes through to give the thing existence and the person life. And he says, what's the idea? The idea is because Hashem's raw revelation, Hashem's raw energy is infinite and transcendent and too high to actually interact with limited beings. And therefore the words, like all words, when we speak, when we put something into words, there's what we call a tzimtzum, a dilution, a breaking down of the intensity of what we're thinking. So for example, sometimes we have an amazing thought that is just too powerful to communicate. We have to dilute it a little bit. We have to put it into words, into many sentences, break it down into different letters, different words, different sentences, different paragraphs, and so on. So the name, the reason why Hashem's sustenance, Hashem's life force comes through the letters of a name is because it needs to be adjusted, so to speak. It needs to be tailor-made, limited, because of the finality, of the finiteness of the person. So each person gets their highest, each person gets their energy according to the letters of their name. Incidentally, he doesn't talk about this, but this is the power of a Jewish name, this power of a Hebrew name, is actually the letters that create the conduit for Hashem's energy to come to the person. However, he says, when a person serves Hashem with Mesiras Nefesh, a person serves Hashem with surrender, with self-sacrifice, with going beyond him or herself, what happens is he then divests himself, so to speak, from the dilution of Hashem's energy of his name, that comes through his name, and is able to connect to a higher infinite source of life, which has not been broken down by letters and by words. And he says, that's an amazing idea. And he says, Avraham Avinu, who circumcised himself when he was old, and he served Hashem with absolute self-sacrifice, b'mesiras nefesh. At that point, he was able, so to speak, to transcend the letters of his name and to connect to the shefa, to connect to the flow of life energy that was not broken down and not limited by letters. And therefore, he's not his name, he's just him. As the Pasuk says, Vayero Eilov Hashem. Hashem revealed not through his name, not to Avraham, but to him, his essence. That Jew, that person who served Hashem with Mesiras Nefesh, who is now connected to a higher level of Hashem's life force energy that wasn't diluted through the letters of the name. And that's an incredible lesson for everyone. When we connect to Hashem in a way that we go beyond ourselves, we connect to Hashem through the concept of Mesiras Nefesh, of giving up a little bit and going beyond our comfort zone, each person in their own way. We learn that Mesiras Nefesh doesn't always mean self-sacrifice in terms of risking your life. Mesiras Nefesh just could mean to submit our will, to go beyond what we want, to do things that are hard for us. When we do that, we are connecting to a higher level of Hashem's energy and Hashem's life force, his shefa, that he gives each and every one of us. A powerful lesson from the Pasuk by Yehira Elov Hashem. Have a good day and a good week and a good Shabbos.